Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I would definitely would love to, you know, open my heart, give him my ear, my arms, my...
Oh, hold on. This is the praying mantis, Celine Dion. They asked her about Britney Spears.
Okay.
Celine Dion.
I would definitely would love to, you know, open my heart, give him my ear, my arms, my comfort zone, for sure. I wish for her to be as fortunate to have people in her surrounding to help her to achieve how she sees herself and what she wants to do. Yeah, she'll be okay. Yeah, she'll be okay.
That bitch!
The Don and Mike Show.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now! Leave Britney alone!
They're not dumb. They're stupid. Don and Mike.
Celine Dion does that thing almost like the cat on Hell's Kitchen. You know what I'm talking about? Yes?
Yes.
She throws something in there.
And she also does the thing that Borat does when she said she's got to be familiar with her surroundings. Did she refer to it as Britney Spear?
Oh, let's hear it again.
She doesn't put the S's
I would definitely would love to, you know, open my heart, give him my ear, my arms, my comfort zone, for sure.
She said her comfort zone.
Comfort zone. And listen, she'll leave the S off of certain words here.
Wish for her to be as fortunate to have people in her surrounding to help her to achieve how she sees herself.
Surrounding.
What she wants to do. Yeah. She'll be okay.
She said, do what she wants to do. Yeah. She'll be okay. Yeah.
She had the people she'll in her okay. surrounding. Very nice. United States and America.
That thing is on HBO constantly.
It is all over HBO now.
And the more you watch Borat, the more you wonder. Like the guy from Criswell Chevrolet, who was nice enough to join us on the show.
And one of the best guys, I mean, that comes across not too bad in the movie.
Right.
The guy was actually the guy that is selling Borat the Hummer.
Right. Right.
And we had the guy on our show, on our radio show, right after Borat came out. And he was like, I had no idea what was going on. You rewatch Borat a couple of times, and it's highly worth. It's rewatchable.
Yes, very much so.
Only to the extent, in my case, I watch it, I still laugh. Now I look at it, I go, hold on. How like the people at the dinner party,
right?
I know it's real. I know it's true.
It can't be fake. It's just too. I mean, there's no way it was staged.
I know it's not fake, but. Beyond where he's got his poop in a bag, she's back there showing him how to use the toilet.
Yeah. But if you're sitting there and a guy that you have never seen before, you have no awareness of a Da Ali G show or any of that, and you see him, he's totally in character, and his character is so strong, and it's so credible and so believable. You know, I could see him. I can see why he dupes people. You know, even the one that I love is when he brings out the bottle of vodka in the driver's ed class. You know, when he's drinking that. No, you can't do that. Well, all right, if that's the way you want to do it. And he goes, hey, he goes to the heartland. Mm-hmm. He really goes to the heartland, which is a smart move on his part.
And the part with the TV people slays me every time.
Right.
When he walks onto the weather guy's set, and the weather guy's like, hey, we're live on the air. Hello, we're live on the air. I'm just amazed that nobody at that level, even on a local TV level, thought,
right.
By the third or fourth time you watch the movie, you think, hold on a second. Don't they know there's a guy like in a Pee Wee Herman suit coming in?
I know.
It's the magic of the movie, don't get me wrong.
It's the magic of the movie and also the fearlessness of Sacha Baron Cohen when he was doing that.
Indeed.
You know, even as far as getting the bear in the back, the back of that, because when I look at that, I say, that really is bear poop. All over the back of that. I mean, I believe that when I see it. And now, you know, the only thing better than being Sacha Baron Cohen is being one of his attorneys. Because it does seem like the guy is getting sued every single day by somebody else that's now just catching up to the fact that they were duped, you know, in front of the audience.
Well, he gives the guy the cheese. We played that day because it came from his wife's teeth.
Hello, Bobar.
And then he's sitting there with Alan Keyes. And he says, you're really chocolatey.
Chocolate colored.
Too great.
Oh, fantastic. And, you know, do you think there is any way, because apparently he's trying to do it, that he's going to be able to pull off another movie if he goes into another character Will, I'm sure. Well, you can find people that don't know what's going on everywhere.
Wasn't he supposed to have some like Sprockets guy or
like a Dieter,
his designer guy that he was going to be doing a movie about?
He does the fashion guy. If you ever catch it, and they still show it on HBO once in a while.
On the Ollie G show,
yeah, and he's a blonde guy, over the top gay guy. It's also very funny.
And is that what he's doing now? I mean, is he?
I don't know if they've started. That was the plan when it stopped. But I have to imagine with the lawsuit stuff that's going on,
right?
Who's going to greenlight it?
I would love to see a copy on the Smoking Gun. I wish they'd come up with that of the release that he had people sign. I'd love to read the language. I would really love to read the language.
Remember
the
guy
written.
From Criswell said that it was very, very small, almost hard to read, and excruciatingly minute in its detail, to a point where they would just blow it off and sign.
Right. Right.
So
right.
I believe one so. Of the reasons.
Anyway, doesn't he have a book coming out now, too? I mean, I know it's a year after the fact.
Yeah, but it's a fake book.
Yeah, but that's what I meant.
That's
it's
a film.
Yeah. It's continuing. Of course, it wouldn't be a real book. Right?
Yeah, it's a fake book.
Borat's not a real guy.
Very nice.
So did you see Arnold Schwarzenegger yesterday? Maybe you saw the clip at the Chargers game.
Right.
He's out at midfield, and he's there, and he says, you know, how about our firefighters?
Hi.
And he's got the big dumb leather jacket on, and then he says, go, Chargers, go.
They listen to him. He has the power of the governor to get them to win.
And after the game, Buzz.
Yes. What about weed?
Yes.
Is there going to be any weed?
I've heard about this.
Here's what Arnold had to say. They're talking to him after the game about the wildfires. Mm-hmm. And a wildfire.
We'll be riding wildfire.
In the middle of this, somebody says to him, hey, Arnold, there's a new GQ, and it says in your bodybuilding days that you didn't do any drugs. And then somebody mentions there's that scene in Pumping Iron where he's smoking a doob.
Yeah, very obviously smoking a doob.
Anyway, the quote is, pot is not a drug, it's a leaf.
Oh, really?
California.
Well, you know what? That's going to get him reelected in California.
Governor of California.
Pot is not a drug, it's a leaf, like anything that would fall off the trees and stuff.
We'll be riding wild.
Don't charge us gold.
Hey, Maria, you think I should wear the fireman helmet when I walk out on the field?
It was just, if you get a chance to watch it, I'm sure Keith Olbermann or someone will show it, because it comes out of left field, and he just turns and says, it's a leaf.
It's a big leaf. That's what it is. Hey, you give me credit for having the bodybuilder's strength to blow out the fires with my lungs?
Do you want to be grossed out? Think about this. This was on E! Entertainment Television over the weekend, that in a stunt move for the sweeps, Ellen is going to be one of the models on Deal or No Deal.
Oh, lovely. Is she trying now desperately to salvage the damage that was done when she came out and cried like a baby about the dog?
Yeah, and she's going so far with this to try to repair her damage that the rumor that they're throwing out there now is that she may actually dress like one of the supermodels.
Wow.
Oh, really?
That she may not come out in
her... Hey, maybe you get a chance to see what you've always talked about.
Well, all right. She wore a dress one time, like during the Academy Awards or something, didn't she?
I've never seen her in anything but a pantsuit. A pantsuit and her, like, Keds that she wears.
I think one time she had, like, one of those Queen Elizabeth things where it's got, you know, it's got big fluffy things underneath the...
But if she's going to wear the little skimpy dresses that they wear on Deal or No Deal?
They have not decided. They are debating. They're going to be taping it on November 9th, and it says right now that Ellen is leaning towards dressing like a supermodel, or will the other play be this? Will all of the supermodels wear pantsuits like Ellen?
Go the other way. Other way. Don't wear the pantsuits. And I wonder what Ellen's body looks like when you get her out of those boxy pantsuits.
I told you, I bet.
I mean, you said she's good up top, but how do you think the rest of it is now?
I think her breasts are probably, if I had to rate them, I'd say they're an 8.
Right. Well, you saw them in that movie.
That HBO movie.
Right. She was lying down. So when you can see them lying down look like that.
Yeah, they weren't totally pancakey.
They weren't. There's a rumor floating around that she's breaking up with Portia de Rossi.
Yes, there is.
She issued a denial.
Oh, really? She denied it?
She did.
Of course she had. You know, and that's, oh, man. That's the couple we should have thought of the other day, because I know we're thinking just men and women.
Right.
But Portia, what's her last name?
De Rossi.
Okay. With Ellen DeGenitals. Now, there is a truly hot woman with a very unattractive husband, although they are both in showbiz together.
And the husband is a superstar. The husband is a big superstar.
Right. Yeah.
I will be very curious to see just how square and rectangular the rest of Ellen's body is.
I don't know.
I believe
she's in shape. I mean, she's not fat.
I think
she'll be all right.
She got a big, flat ass. Yeah. And I also think that she is very clean. I think that she probably down there, probably beautiful.
You think so?
I think she probably takes a lot of
pride. I think she probably, if she's the husband, and we've, I mean, when you see pictures of them, she certainly looks like the husband in that relationship. I think perhaps she wants to have a kind of a manly growth.
Not with the supermodel Porsche.
Right. Now, the supermodel Porsche is the one that has to be Brazilian waxed.
No, they
all
both
nice
have to be
special.
Soft and feminine and
really
smell like daisies and vanilla.
You bring up something really valid, though, when you talk about her wide, flat ass. When she's dancing on her show,
right?
Sometimes when her coat or whatever it is, her Shirley Jones shirt rides up, and you see her wide, flat ass when she's dancing. I think that ass is a problem.
You think it's a large?
I think it's not.
Is it flat or is it large?
I think it's large but wide.
Wide.
It's flat and
no,
wide.
So she might have the saddlebags?
No. Yeah. Her ass could hang up on the wall. It's like a flat screen TV.
Vios.
Ellen has. Right. She has.
Well, it still doesn't prevent me from to see a picture of her naked.
Right.
Just so we can
have it for you in a minute.
Because it's the curiosity of it. And we've had these arguments. As
I agree.
To what's, you know, what she would be like. What she would look like, what's her hygiene like.
I'd like to see her on a Lazy Susan so we could see her from all angles.
I think her hygiene is probably impeccable.
Mm-hmm. I think she's very clean.
She's a very smart gal, you
yep,
give her that.
Yep.
I think she's clean. I think she is very aware that in her relationship she's the ugly one and that the other one is beautiful. And
so she has to go the extra mile?
I imagine that even though it goes against her tomboy image.
But, you know, it's not necessarily like a guy.
She probably fems it up at home.
If it's like a guy, though. You know, if the chick's in love with you, you know, once you know that, you know, and there, once you get comfortable, I bet Ellen is extremely. Hey, comfort is job one, even when she's on her television show. I mean, that's somebody that's on TV all day
Mike,
with that
that's
comfort.
Her
what do you
image,
think she's
though.
Like when she's a. How about when she's at home, though?
That's what I'm saying. When she's at home,
then she goes completely the opposite direction.
She's totally femme. She dolls it up. She puts on the baby doll nightgown.
You think she dresses like June Cleaver when Portia's coming home from another one of her auditions?
No, I'm talking like, you know, sexy Victoria's Secret stuff.
Really?
She's very feminine, I bet, when she's at home.
Hmm. Boy, I bet she'd look like you know, a member of the Miami Dolphins.
Don't lesbians like women?
Well, they're the lipstick lesbians, and then there are the butch lesbians.
There are
I don't know. You know, we have had so many friends in the life, and God bless Cheryl.
Cheryl,
God rest her soul. Mm-hmm. I miss her.
Yeah.
She would be jumping in right now and give us the lowdown.
She always wanted to do Ellen.
Oh yeah.
Did she really?
She always really, really wanted to do Ellen.
I've never understood the differences as to why certain lesbians are referred to as lipstick lesbians and other lesbians are butch. I don't necessarily think it's always the man-woman type of thing. I'm not really sure how that works. I think when you get behind closed doors, I think a lot of that changes. The way it's just the personal style of the way somebody likes to dress.
How many beers? Ellen.
Ellen?
Right now. Ellen, how many beers? Please be honest.
Case.
You're lying.
Yeah.
For me,
hey, Meredith Vieira, we've established the fact that,
no
that I don't agree
no
with the, you know.
No beers for me. Buzz?
No beers.
Robbie?
Four
beers. And a case for Mike.
Portia de Rossi? Oh, feed her the case of beer.
I'd give up beer.
I'd give up beer forever. and Anne Heche.
What show is she on?
Anne Heche, two beers.
Anne Heche as she is now?
I've seen her on TV. I've seen her on the TV. I've looked at it.
Seen Men in Trees?
No.
That's her show.
Really?
I'm going to say more than a six-pack.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
So Ellen before Anne Heche, then?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Now, hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, as a lipstick lesbian, I would say I would do Ellen with no beers.
Thank you, Kathy.
Hi there. Don and Mike show. What's up?
Hey, guys. What's up, Don and Mike?
Hi.
Hey, Don, I take issue with Ellen having number eight breasts.
Having number eight breasts.
You said you'd give her a number eight in the chest department?
Yeah, 8 out of 10. I think she has very strong.
Well, we've seen the breasts. We've seen the breasts naked. We know
and,
for
and
a
you
fact.
Can you can see them swinging around on when she dances on her show.
No.
She has big milk jugs.
I will tell you this: when she does dance, she does have a bit of rhythm to her. She does have a bit of style.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
kind of got she loves to dance, and she doesn't dance badly.
She pretended to be straight for all those years.
Did she really?
Kind of. Well, you know, I mean, she hit it.
Yeah, she hit it. She didn't come out and do it publicly.
Hello?
There's a good reason she's a lesbian, you know.
No. Well, wait, have you seen her breasts?
I haven't seen them, but I've seen Anne Hesh's.
Okay, it's Anne Hesh, not Anne Hesh.
Who got picked for the movie there with, what's his name?
Oh, God, Jesus.
You're not up to the conversation.
I want to tell you, I saw that thing about the guy with the thing.
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, that movie, I don't remember the name of it. She had great, great boobs.
Yeah, she really did. I remember coming in here the Monday after that was on and really talking about
it. I'm guessing now.
It's called
I'm guessing now downstairs, unshaven.
Yeah, me too.
If These Walls Could Talk Too was the name of the movie.
That's right.
If These Vaginal Walls Could Talk.
Sugar Walls.
My Sugar Walls Could Talk.
If These Hairs Could Talk.
You know what they'd say? We love it down here. It's so nice. Mm-hmm. Ellen keeps us so clean. And Portia comes by every night with a big brush and gives us 100 strokes on our big, full, hairy.
Hey. You know what they would say if they could talk? Hey, it's crowded down here.
No.
It's so crowded.
I want to see the talking muff.
It's so crowded.
The talking crab. Hi, everybody. Here I am. Go away if you're a man. Go away. I'm Ellen Sting. Look at me. Look at me. Why are we doing that thing with our hands?
Because we're doing those Senor Fuentes or whatever.
Wences.
I am Ellen's vagina.
Hello. Stay away. Look at my giant beard.
Look how pretty I am.
I have a beard like Grizzly Adams.
Look at that. Mike O'Mara is so wrong. I have such a pretty beard.
You are saying that you do not have a beard at all, right? I am saying I have a big, big beard.
I'm saying I have wonderful, wonderful, beautifully manicured hair, just like Don wants.
Oh, is that what you're saying now? I thought you said it would be smooth.
Oh no.
No.
God, no.
Really?
Ellen is not shaved.
You think Ellen's got, like, a landing strip?
Probably, uh-huh. Yes.
Really?
Yes. I Ellen definitely has hair down there. You really think she's shaved?
No, I think she's the opposite.
Mm-hmm. But you think she's bohemian?
Yes.
You think it's like a bird's nest?
I believe it is. I believe it's clean as a whistle, but I believe there's no real thought to it.
Oh. It's okay. I'll be one of the eggs in that
and
nest.
And it's not an overwhelm. She's not. She doesn't appear to be a hairy person.
All right. Right. I want to tell you something else. Seriously, don't delete this out. I swear to God, I bet there's not an odor problem.
I don't think so either.
No.
I'm simply saying that the down there, I'm sure it's regularly cleaned and everything.
Coiffed.
Might be one of the cleanest in Hollywood.
Oh, no.
Sure.
Might be.
Let's not go crazy.
Sure, let's think about it.
The cleanest in Hollywood?
How clean do you think?
I'll give you a great example. Jennifer Aniston. I bet that's very clean. I bet that is tended to like you would not believe.
Pains me to say this.
You think Ellen's is cleaner?
I bet Ellen's place is cleaner than Jennifer Aniston's place.
Really?
Really.
And I'm fascinated by this.
Me love Jennifer Aniston long time.
I know.
Man.
I know you do.
I mean, I just watched The Breakup again this weekend on HBO with Vince Vaughn.
Right.
She's hot as balls in that.
Not as clean as Janine Garofalo.
Or Amy Winehouse.
There you go.
Women. Rob and I have both taken the number one and two champions right now. Oh, Amy Winehouse.
Put them in the squared circle.
I'm generally not for that, but I would shave her down.
The razor would crack.
Man. Amy Winehouse.
No,
Razor
freaking
would,
out.
Would go fall apart like an ice cube.
Wow.
Ms. Amy Winehouse. We're going to have to put you down.
I think if you shaved her, though, Amy Winehouse, that would probably look like the Mucinex character.
Oh, nasty. Oh, that is horrible.
Hi, we're Flem. We're in here. We're having a good time in here.
Help us. Throwing a little toenail fungus in there, too. Man.
Wowzy woozy.
Man, I tell you, Amy Winehouse looked like the Count of Monte Cristo.
I am feeling
after he's been in prison.
So gay right now, I think we should do something very gay.
Gay, 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 gay.
I love gay.
And we will when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.